maybe few. We can give you some structure, kind of some very basic guideline. Or basic sort of formula so that you can begin. Searching for a spiritual master. And you know what's the first one, the first formula, first guideline? Learning not to trust your feelings, which we have already talked. That's always quite good. Again, this will lead you to a little bit of depression, but it's okay. Actually, more and more I think the depression is good. If you want to have more, read Words of My Perfect Teacher. It's really, really, really the book of depression. And then not to trust one's own feeling, thinking that one's own feeling is already fallen, so much prejudice, biased, sectarian. And I want to remind you, usually, when we look for something, anything, we are always looking for comfort, comfort zone. Always looking comfortable place to dwell. So when you look at, when you search for a guru, similar attitude. You have to look for a comfortable guru, you know. Comfortable guru, a little, can be not that productive. And then, what we need is hearing and contemplation. You should study. You should receive, hear teachings, listen to the teachings, read books. There's actually a set of Buddha's advice not to depend on person, but depend on the teaching. Not to depend on the not to depend on the mind, but depend on the wisdom. Not to depend on the teaching that requires interpretation, but to depend on the teaching that does not require interpretation. There's actually a set of advice. One very important one is Gangzala Mithin Chodotan, never to depend on the person, but depend on the teaching. I'm talking this within this context of searching the guru. You might think it's a bit of a contradiction, because right now we are talking about a person, isn't it? Now actually, even though it's very paradoxical, in fact, you will now begin to realize that in Buddhism, guru, the whole guru business is not so much of a person thing, it's the path. Guru should be taken as a path. This is really important. Otherwise, there's a danger that Buddhism will, in the future, especially there are extremists like myself, there's a danger that there will be certain Buddhists, you know, powerful, influential Buddhist teacher, and they can really tell all kinds of things. Church, you know, the church, temple, monastery becomes more powerful than the teaching. This is disastrous. Then Buddhism is down the hill. So far this has not really happened yet. Maybe, you know, here and there a little bit. That is keeping Buddhism intact. So important. So, a student who wants to seek for a teacher first must study, hearing, and then contemplation. This will definitely help. What it does is, it's going to expand your that small, limited rationalism, that's going to become bigger. How you become critical is more matured. Your skeptical mind is more matured. Right now, your skeptical mind is emotion-oriented, trend-oriented, fashion-oriented. You know, like feminism, you know, all this kind of thing. That will worn out. If you have hearing, you listen to the teachings, contemplate on that, definitely this will worn out. And that's a good start. And then maybe even a little bit of meditation would help. But the meditation, when we are talking about meditation, especially if it is a Vajrayana, then again, you have to have a master and all that. So, first, after a little bit of hearing and contemplation, let's say about a year, then when you look for a master, you look for first quality is someone who is learned. That will help a lot. Someone who is learned in all kinds of skills. Most importantly, learned in skill of making you reach the realization, the state of realization. That we are not talking about degrees, like papers. I want to emphasize this because these days so many, diplomas and papers, more within the Tibetans. So many, well, every time I go to Bir, outside, there will be every day two or three, some small time wanting to be gurus, wanting my letters stating that they are such and such, you know, incarnation of this and that, they have finished this and this degree here and there, they have received, so they are now qualified to teach and stuff like that. I guess it works, you know. I usually tell them they are stupid for asking a letter from me, because my letter will ruin their career. Then people think, You know, it's almost like if you show my letter, it's like guaranteed no job. But I don't know, somehow the Tibetans seem to have that hang up at the moment. Everybody's for the degrees, looking for degrees. This college, that college. I guess they're slowly getting matured. But anyway, information is quite important. If the Lama has or not. Some Lamas don't. Sadly. Many Lamas were not trained well. Learned information on the tantras, shastras, sutras. And especially if the Lama is going to be Vajrayana Lama, Vajrayana Master. Oh, definitely. Not only he or she needs a proper training, but definitely the lineage is important. And I'm stressing this again because we have heard often Lamas, younger Lamas, they teach this and that teaching. And some of these younger Lamas we know, you know, they have, you know, how they were brought up. And then we get puzzled. He himself hasn't received this. How come he's teaching this? This happens. So, just some warning, you know. These things are important. Lineage, especially if it is a Vajrayana. Lineage is important. Unbroken lineage. This aspect, actually, I feel more relaxed about with Westerners, non-Tibetans, than the Tibetans. I don't see so much problem when it comes to this one, this problem. Because Westerners, they have quite a good culture of being skeptical, and that's going to really be helpful. But still, Westerners can be a victim of feeling, very much. And don't let your feeling carry away, get carried away. Look for, learn it, someone who has proper information, who can give you proper information, necessary information. Yes, necessary information. Then, on the top of that, even more important, you can actually have a kind of an idiot, not that learned master. It still works, but it would help, what I'm saying is, if he's learned, it definitely helps a lot. But let's say, yeah, even more important than being learned is someone who is disciplined. Many Lamas are not disciplined. Zumba. Zumba is disciplined, is it? Kesun Zumba, Kaba, scholarly, learned. Zumba, I think disciplined, yes. Someone who values ethic, morality, all that kind of thing. Quite important, more important than being learned. Someone, and even the discipline, three layers of discipline. Pratimoksha discipline. That is, if the Lama is harming others or not. Very important. If the Lama harms someone else, somebody, that's Lama is breaking the Pratimoksha vow. It's especially if the Lama is a bhikshu or bhikshuni, monk or nun, he or she must respect that vow. So discipline is important. And more than the pratimoksha vow, bodhisattva vow, or the bodhisattva discipline, even more important. Does the Lama forsake his students? Does the Lama... Actually, students, you know, shouldn't really worry about Lama rejecting the students, because Lamas are not allowed to reject. Really, they're not allowed. As a bodhisattva, if a Lama, I mean, forget about students, if they're really a well-disciplined master, even if they forsake, reject one sentient being, you are breaking the bodhisattva vow. So, is the Lama well-disciplined? Not only on the pratimoksha vow, pratimoksha discipline, but bodhisattva discipline. And on the top of that, if you have a Vajra master, definitely, most importantly, Vajrayana discipline. Quite important. So, look for a Lama who is learned, more importantly, someone who is disciplined. Okay? Now, the most importantly, you can have kind of a idiot Lama, not so learned. You can have kind of not that well disciplined, kind of wild Lama. But one thing the Lama has to have, cannot do without, is the third quality, which is kindness. The Lama has to have a kindness. Some kindness or wholesomeness. Actually, they are all related. Someone who is kind is bound to be disciplined and bound to be also learned slowly. But basically, if you talk about hierarchy of these three qualities, kindness, according to Baltu Rinpoche, is considered the most important quality of the guru, the master.